in here.
When people say they're into Gundam and then they say they like Transformers, do you judge them?
No.
Okay.
I feel like...
Yeah, Dan is not that pretentious.
No, but I wondered if it was like a like the introductory anime that like you don't go any further than that, but you associate yourself as a fan.
Oh, no, that's Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
Okay.
Transformers is the shit.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the cartoon.
Okay.
Not the modern movie franchise.
I maybe should not have cracked a knuckle right into the microphone.
I've done worse things into the mic.
So, welcome to episode 93 of the Lifecast. Take two.
Hi.
We tried to do one last week, but we're just not going to talk about it.
Problem fixed?
Problem fixed, we'll say that. And if you did submit questions for last week, we're using them for this week.
So. Ooh, I'll change my answers if I can think of different
Dan and
ones.
I will give answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam was on the recording last week, so Hello. Was I. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a given that I'm on the recordings. And Sydney and Dan have replaced Tiffany and Greg.
Woo!
Woo! So, we're not going to talk about news. We're going to talk about our most anticipated games of 2018. And the person that's going to go first has to guess the number that I'm thinking of between 1 and 10.
20. 6.
No.
2.
No.
8?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Dan, you're going first, then Adam, then Sydney, and then I'll go last.
Okay. Let me pull up my list.
Okay, sure.
It's like right here. Come on, phone.
Wait, there's okay. No camera.
No.
No?
What? No, yeah, okay. We're not live anymore.
Yeah, we're not
no
live
one
anymore.
No can see me pet this.
Now they know you're petting it, though.
But they don't, but they know, don't what know what it is.
You just said
it could
this.
Be your, it could be your hand. You could be petting your hand right now, and they'll never know the difference. Fucking
you know,
idiots.
You know that picture of the person like eating ice cream next to an ad of people laughing?
Oh, yeah. And it's says like, oh, how I feel listening to podcasts or whatever. Yeah.
It's relatable. That's you right now.
Yeah. Fucking idiots.
No, don't call our listeners idiots. Or maybe if that's your kink, then we can service you. On our Patreon.
Pay me. I'll call you an idiot all you want.
I watched Tim the Tatman stream today, and I realized that's exactly what his chat is.
That's literally... Just,
his chat is a bunch of subs.
His chat is...
Literally, like, submissives.
Yes. His chat is just people resubbing to make fun of him that he's fat, that he has bad
hair. And then he talks shit about them.
Yeah, they talk shit about them. Yep.
And they know he will.
Yep. It's like it goes back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, they like to be punished, I guess. They like to be punished and they like to be financially dominated.
They like when Tim punches them.
Mm-hmm.
Punishes. I don't know why punches came
out. Yeah, I mean he's out there making good money. So.
He is.
All right,
he's
Dan,
a good streamer.
Yeah, he is. Dan, tell us about your most anticipated games of 2018.
Okay. So actually, three of these I cannot talk in length about, so I'll get to those first.
I have also games that I cannot talk in length about, but I only have three on my list. Okay. A technical fourth, because some shit happened this past week that I'm excited about.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
So, Bloodstained is supposed to come out this year. That's the Metroidvania game by the guy who made Symphony of the Night.
Yeah.
And it's honestly looking the fuck... Oh, fuck.
It's looking the fuck.
Oh.
I thought you hurt yourself.
No, this stand just almost fell over because I'm a fucking idiot.
We're working with new mic stands today, also.
You didn't notice.
But,
it's a learning experience.
I was just fiddling like underneath, and it just lost all balance.
Yeah, they come unbalanced pretty easy.
Yeah. But Bloodstained.
Yeah.
It's honestly looking pretty good. A lot of people have played like early builds of it, and they're saying it's fine. I think they changed it from 2D to 3D.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of the level design is looking pretty cool, and I like its aesthetic a lot. It's gotten a lot more gothic than I thought it was going to be, and it's really, really nice.
Maybe I'll give it a shot, because I'm not usually one for platformers, but I fucking love a good gothic.
I mean, Metroidvania games aren't really super heavy on platforming. Yeah. It's more so about combat.
Okay.
It's more so about combat and exploration.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just like putting very simple things together.
All right. Maybe I'll like them. Yeah. We'll see.
The hardest platforming challenges in a Metroidvania game are generally hold the jump for a little bit longer than usual.
Mm-hmm. You see, so. You say that, and yet.
But yeah, it's looking really good, okay. Honestly.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur 6.
Yep.
We know, like, almost nothing about it right now. We just know it's a soft reboot.
Yep.
And that they're trying to make it more in the vein of Soul Calibur 2, which is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I've always loved Soul Calibur. I even thought Soul Calibur 5, despite having like a garbage story mode, still played pretty well.
Okay.
So I'm honestly excited to see where they're going with it.
Yeah.
Mega Man 11 is also supposed to come out in like a couple months. And
really?
Yeah. Soon? It's supposed to come out like this year.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I know about it is like that 30 seconds of gameplay they showed in the trailer, and some of the power-ups look really fucking stupid. I really love the just like falling like projectile that he has. I forget what it is. But
Okay, yeah.
It's looking fun. But I'm still kind of apprehensive because
yeah.
Capcom trying to make Mega Man relevant for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah. Understandable.
Yeah. But the big two
yeah.
are Monster Hunter World and Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah, Monster Hunter World comes out next Friday.
Yes. Same with FighterZ, same actually. With FighterZ. They both come out on the 26th.
They both come out on the 26th.
It's incredibly exciting. Both of those games seem fucking kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for Monster Hunter. Mm. I'm not big on fighting games, but I'll probably, like, fuck around in
I mean, Dragon like, Ball? Everyone in VGA is, like, buying it day one. So, yeah. like,
oh, okay.
If you just come in, you can just try it.
I am not going to buy a copy then. I'll borrow it from one of you.
And also, there's, like, no execution barrier. Like, I didn't realize that until this weekend, but, like, a lot of it is just, like, auto combos and stuff like that.
Nice.
You can, like, the auto combos, they have this really cool, like, system. Like, auto combos have been around for a little bit.
Yeah.
They've been around, I think Persona 4 Arena was the first one to do it.
Yeah.
And normally it's just, okay, mash square. It's not like a good combo, but it's a combo.
Yeah.
And they still have that in FighterZ. Like, the two auto combos you have in the game are nowhere near as good as, like, actual combos you can do if you, like, actually play fighting games.
Okay.
But they get the job done
well
enough that you can just, if you consistently know how to win the neutral game, you don't need the execution.
Okay. So if I was pretty solid on neutral game, keyword here, I could, like, hold my own against you who has had experience in fighting games.
Yes.
Before.
The only drawback is that your damage output would be, like, notably lower.
Okay. That's okay.
But the game feels really good to move around in. Everyone, like, the weight of all the characters is great. The combo structure is really good. The animations are so satisfying.
Okay.
I'm super looking forward to this game.
It's exciting.
There are so many nods to, like, the actual, like, Dragon Ball anime in it. Like, you have, like, specific, like, scenes. When you beat a character with, like, a heavy attack, you'll send them into this special animation where they'll go, like, flying, like, halfway across the globe and, like, smash into a mountain and shit.
Yeah.
If you finish them with a super, it'll, like, show the beam, like, leaving the planet and being, like, a quarter of the size of the planet, like, in proportion.
Okay. So it does the Dragon Ball stupidness really
well. It does the Dragon Ball stupidness really well. And I also found out that there are specific, like, you know, a lot of fighting games have, like, special intros between, like, characters. When, like, two story-related characters show up, they'll, like, have a special, like, intro animation.
Mm-hmm.
In FighterZ, it's, like, shot-for-shot scenes from the anime that they redo.
Cool.
Like, when you finish off Frieza with a heavy attack mid-screen so he doesn't go into the mountain, it legit replays the scene from the anime where Goku kills Frieza. It's Goku versus Frieza.
Spoilers.
It's been out for 30 years.
I know.
Oh, man.
But, yeah,
Thank you for getting the really good joke that I set up there.
And tell us about Monster Hunter.
Oh, man. Like, my game of the year for 2017 is low-key the Monster Hunter World beta.
Okay.
I cannot wait. Like, I've been following Monster Hunter since, like, 3 Ultimate.
Yeah.
And I've always absolutely loved the series, and this one is looking like it is going to be by far the best.
Okay.
They made so, so many quality of life changes, and I really want to see where they take it. Like, what was I going to say? I just lost all train of thought. Everything is
quality,
like,
of life.
Yes, changes. Quality of life changes. So, like, the biggest complaint in a previous Monster Hunter games is you couldn't tell, like, your damage output or resistances against monsters, and they just fixed all of that. So now you can see the damage you're doing. You still can't see the monster's health bars, but they have more tells as to how much damage they've taken.
Okay.
And when
there's probably going to be an item you can get, or like an armor set you can wear in game that allows you to see the health bar.
Yeah, probably. So. You don't have to paintball monsters anymore to track them, which is the best thing.
Yeah, I don't know why that wasn't a like you know what this monster looks like. It's in this area. Like, you should know how to track it, like, right off the bat. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're a professional, basically. They should treat you as something.
And they added a really big problem I had with previous Monster Hunter games was sometimes you just search the entire area and you just don't run into the monster for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really annoying. So they added this tracking mechanic where you just find, like, bits and pieces of, like, you know, dung or mucus or footsteps just around the area, and if you collect enough of it, it just tells you the location of the monster, as if you were actually tracking it.
Cool.
Go on.
Okay, I can't tell you about all those, like, fucking cool improvements and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, when we were playing the beta a couple weeks ago, at a certain point, we were fighting a monster, and then a monster came and grabbed that fucking monster and flew away with him, and then we had to follow it, and then they started fighting. It was one of the coolest
things. Did your job for you.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Okay. They added that, like, in this game.
Yeah.
Monsters used to not fight each other previous to this one, and now you get, like, these really crazy interactions.
It
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That sounds fun.
It seems...
And it's more than one per area, too.
Yeah.
Like,
there are multiple monster interactions per area.
Yeah. There's my favorite one is what Adam said. At one point, we're chasing the Anjanath, which is a giant T-Rex.
Yeah.
And at one point, this fucking dragon just comes in from the sky. Literally what happens is he smacks him, picks him up, throws him to the ground, breathes fire on him, and then throws him off a cliff.
Nice.
It was so fucking cool.
And that's like a random chance happening?
No, they happen in specific areas in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they were random. Rathalos encounter will always happen in that specific area.
Okay, I got you.
So if you're fighting the monster in a different area, same map, it might not trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you can push the monster into that area, you can trigger it and get bonus damage off of it.
Okay. I was under the impression that wasn't a scripted thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not scripted, but it's like an event you can trigger.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
And oh my God, it's so good. All the weapons feel so much better.
Yeah.
Does
the combat feel a little bit more tight?
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
It feels more tight.
Because that was a hang up I had when trying, I think, the demo for the 3DS one, which was a control mess anyway. Jeez, but man. It didn't feel great.
Yeah.
So
it's weird, because like I always really liked the clunkiness of the older ones. I think that kind of gave it a little bit of charm.
Okay.
But like they were able to like get rid of a lot of that clunkiness in the new one without getting rid of the really like silly animations they had.
Okay.
So I think they found a good like happy medium between the two.
All right. Do you have anything to say about it?
Or? I'm really fucking excited for Monster Hunter.
I'm super, super excited for this game. This is like I've already just given up, and this game is probably going to be my GOTY of 2018. Like...
That was me with Yakuza last year, so I'm not blaming you at all.
Also, next beta is this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to try monster. And...
Yeah,
I'm
give it a shot. Because it is still definitely not a game for everyone.
Yeah.
So definitely try it.
Is it for PS Plus only, the beta?
I don't know. The first one was. The second one wasn't.
Okay.
So I don't think this one probably won't be.
Do I need the PS Plus to play online on the beta?
It's a Warframe situation, so no.
Okay.
Because like you don't need PS Plus to play Warframe on PlayStation. Because the game itself is free.
Okay, got it.
Also, don't play it alone.
Yeah, play it alone.
Like, let us know. It's way more fun.
Sunday notably night. Better.
Yeah.
It's notably better with friends.
Yeah.
Okay. That means I'm going to have to friend you guys on PSN, because I don't think I have already.
You have me.
I have you, but like, too.
Okay, no, yeah. It said you were playing Yakuza last night.
Yes, I was, in fact, playing Yakuza last night.
Yeah, highly recommend.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Or next podcast, probably. After you finish it.
After I finish Yakuza?
Yeah, and now I've put a timestamp on it.
I mean, I got like an hour-ish left, so I have no excuse now.
Yep.
I'm in.
Yeah. So you're in the thick of it.
I'm in the thick of it.
Yep. Tell us about your most anticipated games of this year, please.
I have 8 of them here.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot I'm excited for.
Okay.
But maybe not.
Can't
like,
relate.
Maybe not like really, really big things. They're just like things that I think are really cool.
Okay.
Donut County is the first one here. I wish I had taken down like the names of like some of the developers, but I wasn't thinking
County.
Of that.
Donut County.
Yeah, Donut County is this really cute game where it's like almost a reverse Katamari thing where you are a hole and you are trying to suck things in and destroy them. and not collect them.
Yeah.
It looks super charming. It sounds kind of fun.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
It vaguely reminds me of like one of those like flash games you'd see on like the Adult Swim website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else?
Super Meat Boy Forever is coming out this year. That is, if you couldn't tell, the new Super Meat Boy game. But this time it is an auto runner.
Okay.
Which seems kind of weird. I'm interested to see how that'll work out.
Well, but, for speedrunners.
Well, or maybe very poorly for speedrunners.
That's true.
But they have said that they're trying to keep all of like the fun things about Super Meat Boy, like the alternate paths and stuff like that, the tight platforming. They said they're trying to keep that through, so we'll see. Okay. Regardless, I'm excited because Super Meat Boy is really fucking good. Sea of Thieves is a game I'm cautiously excited for, but
yeah, me too.
I think if we could like get a group together, that might be something that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, that's Rare's new pirate co-op game.
That's the free to play one, right?
It's not free to play, I don't think. I think it's a full price game. Okay. So it might be a little harder to get everyone in
on
it.
That's okay. I'm not in a position anymore where I'm like, ooh, $60?
Yeah.
I actually have no job. So yeah.
That's me now.
It just transfers.
Yeah.
Depending on what season of Lifecast we're in. but yeah.
That seems super exciting. Uh-huh. The new Spider-Man game is something I'm incredibly interested in.
Yeah, they'll probably borrow that at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah, that
new
looks
Spider-Man.
Really good.
I'm really that's another one. I'm really excited for the new Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't even really like Spider-Man. I'm excited for Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think we have talked about this with Greg a lot, but if that game's got some fun ass web swinging, I'm on board.
Yeah.
That's all it needs.
Yeah.
And it seems to really, really like it's really trying to make you feel like Spider-Man too. It's got a lot of really cool shit that's like you can only do this in a Spider-Man game.
Yeah. Metal Gear Survive is another game that's on my list, and you might be asking, why the fuck is that on your list? I thought you actually liked Metal Gear, Adam. And I do like Metal Gear a hell of a lot.
I'm also
very critical of Metal Gear, and I also hate Hideo Kojima, but I love him at the same time.
You have a very complex relationship with Metal Gear.
I do, and
I think that's healthy, actually.
Yeah, it is. And I'd like to see what they do with it, because they've made Metal Gear games plenty of times without Hideo Kojima.
Okay.
And some of them being really good.
Yeah.
I think it's really ballsy to just make a fucking zombie Metal Gear game, because that's literally like the most generic thing you could fucking do with the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally the most generic spinoff you could do. It's like, oh, what are you gonna do? Zombies. Like that
yeah, that's
that
literally was like your plan Z.
Yeah, that was like generic 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like in 2018 it is incredibly extra generic.
Yeah.
So I feel like they gotta be doing something with this game
that
they're not telling us. There's no way they're just gonna make a survival Metal Gear game. And if they do, then wow, then they really missed the ball here.
Yeah.
But I think
it has potential.
It has potential for because there is still a team there.
Yeah.
It is not
like the Metal Gear games. Yeah. It wasn't with Kojima.
Exactly. Yeah. Like most of the devs who worked on those games are still there, and they're still talented devs who still make good games.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Hideo Kojima was probably at one point like in the trenches coding the game, but like I think at the end of his career, not so much. At Konami, I think, not so much.
I think he was more in the back corner fucking destroying somebody to do mocap and telling him he's snapping his fingers the wrong way for 10 hours or something like that.
Everyone there gets to actually eat lunch now.
Yeah. Like, we have breaks. This is incredible.
Yeah, they unionized.
Yeah.
Finally.
Master Kojima never lets us have a break.
Do I get to eat the food too? Is it a prop? Are we going to mocap the banana? Like, I think
Konami has given the dev team a song. Just one they have to share it still. Yeah.
I think this could be potentially really cool because, like I said, there have been Metal Gear games that have been good without Kojima necessarily working directly with them.
Yeah.
Like the Platinum one, for instance. And
Revengeance was fucking great.
Yeah, Revengeance is really good.
Like, Revengeance is a fucking fantastic game.
Yeah,
and Hideo Kojima had absolutely nothing to do with it. Granted, it was Platinum, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I am very interested to see what they do with this.
Sure. I'll wait for your verdict.
Yeah, because I do not think it will be a generic zombie game.
Yeah.
But it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what is going to be a generic zombie game?
Days Gone. Yeah.
Was that on your list at all?
No, that's not on my list.
Okay, great.
I
considered putting it on there.
Yeah.
I was very excited for it before I thought it was a zombie game.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I know people are going to like ask.
UFO 50 is a game I am not sure if it's slated for this year, but it's a game I'm incredibly excited about.
Yeah. I have a one in that situation also.
Yeah, UFO 50 is a game where they are taking a bunch of really talented indie devs. Derek Yu is one of them. He has made Spelunky.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Rami the Vlambeer guy is making one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Isn't Edmund McMillan like spearheading the project or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I know they're taking all of the talented indie devs and they are making a NES styled 50 games in one thing.
That's rad.
Yeah. And they're all making their own mini game that they're going to put in this
collection. That is very cool.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice that we're getting an official version of the 50-in-1
games. Yeah, right.
Finally, they can stop being the plug-and-play bullshit.
Yeah. I think this is a really fucking awesome idea.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and if it's got a bunch of talented devs on it, hell yeah. If that,
yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. What else you got?
I got two more. I got Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Which, I miss that era of Pokemon games where they just have a bunch of like weird throwaway spinoff games.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been like that for a while. Because the most like they've had lately were like the fucking mobile game.
Yeah. They keep releasing new mystery dungeon games too.
Yeah. For some reason. And like the figure one, the NFC figures that aren't amiibo, those aren't
the Pokemon Rumble.
Yeah, yeah. Pokemon Rumble ones. They've had a lot of
been
like
so like pulled back from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably for good reason.
For good reason. They don't have as much creativity anymore.
Yeah,
in their spinoffs. they're going all in on merchandise.
Market. Yeah,
and
not a bad place to be, but
nope.
And this game totally seems like a game that should have come out like 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it does.
And I think this could be just like a cool thing, even if it's not necessarily like a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just nice that they're going back to those weird games.
Yeah,
yeah.
You think we're gonna get? It's going to be like a Pokemon Snap situation. I think that would be pretty cool.
What do you mean?
Detective Pikachu.
Oh, I actually don't know what the hell it plays like. Is that?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Like, what are you speculating?
I'd imagine it's like Professor Layton or something.
Cool.
That's what I'm thinking.
Sounds good.
That's not out in Japan yet, right?
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, is it
out? I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think just the movie is out.
I don't think the movie's out. Is the movie out? No.
I don't know.
I feel like I would have heard of
something
the movie was
Detective
out.
Pikachu related is in Japan, but I have no idea what.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. The last game on my list is A Way Out, which is the prison.
Yes.
Oh, the co-op prison.
The co-op prison game.
Yeah, made by Brothers Dude.
Made by the Brothers Dude. And
I forget his name.
Is that the Brothers Dude?
Yeah.
Joseph something?
Something. He's the one that flipped off the Game Awards.
Yes, he was the Game Awards guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That game seems incredibly cool.
Yeah.
I've always wanted these like really neat co-op story things. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it'd be a really cool thing.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Sydney, what do you have for us?
I have four games.
Yeah.
And they're kind of generic, but that's because like I feel like I won't really play these games unless other people buy them.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll just watch other people buy them. Or I'll just admire the fact that they exist.
You're going to go to GameStop and watch.
Yeah, and watch the line. Card.
Oh, shit. Can you do it again? I didn't see
I
it.
Looked your away. PIN number. I just want to see you
zip
buy
code,
it.
Please, for the town you live in.
I have God of War on here. Yeah. I haven't played a God of War game. I don't know what you do in them. I think you kill gods.
You press square a lot, and Kratos screams, and occasionally there's like a naked goddess or something.
Yeah, there's also like and then he kills fiery that goddess, chain whips.
And there's fiery chain whips.
Yeah.
And they're just a fucking fever dream of like...
Man, testosterone.
I do not like God of War.
A fever dream of testosterone.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of
and
describing
it. And now he's
it.
A dad. Yeah. And now he's a dad.
Yeah.
Every man's dream is to have a child.
Yeah.
So I'm just interested to see like that tonal shift, how that's gonna work, if it's actually gonna be like a thing, or if that's just kind of like a front to sell it.
I don't like the camera angle.
It's kind of funky, right?
Yeah.
It's funky.
It's just like slightly off.
Yeah.
Like Horizon has the same camera angle, and it's really weird.
Oh, I did not mind the camera angle in Horizon at all.
I got used to it, but it's like. I don't know. It's just like, it's like just zoomed out enough to be like a little off.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. But like, it's that make it look like Uncharted angle. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I can't really comment on camera stuff.
Yeah.
That's not my forte.
Yeah, I
know first and third person, and that's like it. Do they make second person games? That's VR at that point, right?
No.
No.
I don't. I mean, second person is like the use. Like, second person is like choose your own adventure game. So it's like you do this and you do that.
Yeah, it's called a tabletop RPG. Yeah.
We play them all the time.
The most I can think of is like in Persona 4, it refers to you as you and not like the player.
Right.
Okay. Gentle off topic right there. But I have Red Dead Redemption 2 on here too, which is odd because I wanted to play Red Dead Redemption and just didn't finish it because it's on the PS3 and I keep forgetting that.
I wish that was L.A. Noire, too.
I really dig the Western aesthetic. I think it's really fucking cool. And I feel like it'll be interesting to see, like, a new game. Because I played Red Dead a little bit, and I liked it. And I, like, enjoyed the graphics and the settings. But it felt very empty to the point where it was, like, uncomfortable empty. Like, I don't want to ride my horse for 15 minutes to find something.
I mean, you know, that's the Midwest.
I know. Yeah. I have been spoiled by living in Boston my whole life.
I feel like Western aesthetics, like that nails it.
Yeah, like, as much as, like, I want to complain about that, like, you know, that's how it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I can't really fault it for that. There weren't that many things back then. Yeah. You had to drive 5 hours to get to the next town. That's just reality.
It's just my everyday life.
There's definitely a lot of weird things with Red Dead Redemption 1 where it was like, I got to this quest. Well, I have to do this quest at night. Oh.
Okay. As if I'll it didn't already take you a whole day to get there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I guess I'll sit by the fire and then come back here.
Yeah.
And yeah, that wasn't always fun.
Okay.
But I didn't like Red Dead nearly as much as everyone else did. But yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. It's just in that group of games that I just didn't play.
Yeah. That's going to be another one I borrow for sure. Yeah.
I've got Fe on here. Not Fire Emblem. I have Fe.
The new Fire Emblem?
No. It's called Fe.
Yeah.
What?
It's its own game. It's not Fire Emblem. It's Fe, literally Fe.
I just have no idea how you
pronounce this. It's not an abbreviation.
Not an abbreviation. It's spelled Fe. Just Fe.
What?
just look up Fe platformer.
Yeah, it's like this.
Because if you just look up FE, you'll get fire.
It's like this, like, weird neon-y platformer thing.
I just really like the colors and the aesthetic.
I'm so confused.
I literally don't know how to say it.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's not Fire Emblem.
It's probably Iron. Fed.
So Fe?
Oh yeah,
it could be. Oh my god,
it could be Iron. It could totally be fucking Iron.
But how do you pronounce Iron?
Iron.
No. We just did it. Is it Fe? Is it Fe? Is it Fe?
It's Fe.
It's just Fe. Like when you're reading,
like the fucking element.
Cable,
Fe.
It's just like Fe. You don't say Fe. You say Fe.
I used to say Fe.
You did the right thing.
And aw.
Oh, AU?
Yeah.
Ow.
That's the one for gold. Give me a nice hydrogen atom, please.
Oh, yo, this is exactly my... Okay.
It looks really cool, and I'm excited for it now.
It's like...
Even though I did get confused.
I love those, like, somewhat pretentious-looking indie platformers. That's, like, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So, I can't wait, actually. This is cool.
Once we figure out how to say it.
Okay. That being said, there is a new Fire Emblem game coming out this year at some point. They just haven't announced it.
I know, and I wanted to put that, but I'm like, I literally know nothing. I looked up like games coming out in 2018, and there's like a Yoshi title.
Yeah,
it's called Yoshi.
It's like Yoshi title undetermined or something.
Yeah.
There's Fire Emblem
Yoshi
undetermined.
TBA.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem TBA.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch that are TBA.
Give me them TBAs.
Do you have any others?
I have Detroit Become Human, and I think that's, again, just, like, I want to see what that game is.
Yeah, I would like to... I mean, I don't want to see David Cage's writing style any more than I already
have. I know.
Have
you heard all the bullshit
trash
that's happened with David Cage this weekend?
Oh, my God, yes!
I haven't.
I haven't heard of any of it, actually.
Apparently, a bunch of people who work for a studio came forward and be like, this is, in like, a fucking horrible workplace. We hate him.
Yeah, he makes it hard for he like makes it shitty homophobically and like racist wise, and he was like, "No, I've worked with Ellen Page and I've worked with a social activist." Yeah. So you he literally say that about denied me.
A single social activist.
Like
he was literally he was quoted as saying, "Judge me by who I work with," or something very similar to that.
No.
Like, judge me by my work, and it's like, okay. Like, I can judge you by the trailers you've put out for Detroit Become Human. It's not a good picture either. It's not,
no. If you are a person of any notability, and say if you're the head of a company, and if people say, we don't like the way you're treating us at work, we're uncomfortable with you, that is not a thing you can deny. That is how they feel. That's not a thing you can just say, no, you don't feel that way,
your
fucker.
Feelings are
I'm
invalid.
Doing just fine. Like, that is not... Like, you have to step back and be like, okay, what's wrong? Like, you cannot just outright...
You can't say no, you don't feel
you
that way.
You can't say no. I hate this whole... Like, he is such a prick. It's, like, unbelievable.
That being said, I would like to know just what he's aiming for.
Yeah, I don't know what...
That's my end goal, is just, like, what is this game?
Yeah.
What do you do? What is the plot? Yeah. I know nothing.
I also feel that way about a game on my list.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fuck
it.
David Cage. Like, even more than I meant, like, last week.
Yeah. No.
Like I have said fuck David Cage for a while, but now it's like
now
more
it's
fuck
like,
David Cage.
Okay. So I'm excited for Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played that game.
That's exciting.
And I'm very excited to get into it, especially now that they're probably like, well, they're definitely putting it into a new engine,
mm-hmm.
or like at least updating the old one. And it's probably going to control a whole lot better.
That would be so good. If that game controlled better, that'd be so good.
So I'm excited about that.
I'll probably borrow that and play it.
Yeah. I'm probably going to buy it because I want to have it.
Yeah, I'll
I might
totally
do speedruns
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been
on a speedrun kick too.
Yeah. We'll get to it later. Yeah.
Speedrun of Shadow of the Colossus honestly sounds kind of lame because it's a lot of just like running in one direction and you can't
Maybe
really go
skips.
Faster.
Maybe there are skips.
Maybe.
Maybe they're cool skips.
Next up is Metro Exodus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have been around me, you'll know that the Metro games are, like, my entire aesthetic. Yeah. Aside from the cyberpunk aesthetic.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, guys. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, that game looks super fucking cool.
Yeah.
And they showed it off.
It looks beautiful.
Metro games look really good.
Yeah.
I haven't played a single one, but they all seem like there's a lot of care put
into a lot of
them. I
played, like, a few hours of the first one, and I, like... regret not going back every single day.
It seems like they put a lot of care into the games.
They do.
So
they really
that's
do.
Good.
And then I'm, despite everything, like all the shitty things that this dev did during E3, I'm excited for The Last Knight.
I don't remember.
Which one was that?
He was basically like, yeah, maybe in the future we'll do eugenics a little more, was the gist of it.
Wait, hold on. I don't
know. What?
I don't remember what The Last Knight is.
not what he did. I don't know what the game is.
Now that you know what he did.
I know
what
he did. Okay, he likes eugenics.
Yeah. Questionable. Probably objectively bad.
Just questionable.
The Last Knight was that like 2.5D pixely like glowy game that was at E3.
Oh, was that the Annapurna published one?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, was it? Okay.
Yeah. It had like the big ship.
I know what you're talking
the big
about.
Big pixel ship.
Yep. That game looked cool.
Yeah, is it Knight or Knight?
Knight, the first one.
Okay.
I remember now.
And back in 2014, like during the whole Gamergate bullshit, he was like, yeah, Gamergate's fine.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Okay, yeah, this looks very you. There's like five pictures, and I'm like, yep.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to like get my hands on that legally or not, just because I really have a lot of hangups about the developer.
Yeah.
But Annapurna's a good publisher, so I might buy it to support them.
Oh, man. They published a fucking great game. I won't talk about it now, but it was a game I played over the past few weeks. It was so good.
And then I'm also excited for it. This does not have a release date, but their Twitter was active again after 4 years.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
That's probably coming not this year, but next year. But like,
I don't know.
It's coming.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. I know. The story that happened like last summer ish was their files for an almost completed, like probably 75% completed game were being held for ransom and were threatening to be leaked.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have it almost done and they're just waiting to like finalize.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see an announcement about it soon.
Yeah. That's CD Projekt, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confident it'll be good.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no. I have no doubts that it's going to be good.
I'm confident it'll be fucking fantastic if it's CD Projekt.
And I did read something written by
Griffin McElroy on mm-hmm. Polygon, who was saying that they're allowing players to like print and use the character sheets of cool. their characters created in the game.
That's cool. So cool.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of love into this game. Mm-hmm. And if we need to wait like 2 or 3 more years for yeah. it, that's fine. That's okay.
No, they can take all the time they need.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Yeah. No, they can. I want more Witcher. Release it now. Go back to making Witcher.
You're going to be waiting a lot longer yeah. for Witcher.
But I'll be waiting less time the quicker this comes out.
I guess.
Didn't they say no more Witcher?
I think they I did.
Know. Yeah, I think they said, like, we're not going to make a new Witcher unless we can outdo Witcher 3 or something like
that's
that.
That's unfortunate.
I kind of remember that when I went to get
that's
the
Gwent
boxes signed.
What was that noise?
It sounded like a Snapple opening.
I'm going to be honest. I was looking away and I thought you just opened your drink.
Like a Snapple.
I wanna clip that and that'll be like...
Oh man!
I want to remix our intro with that sound.
All right, but hear me out. Can we remix that to a Switch commercial instead of the sound?
Oh man!
I'm gonna fucking
choke. That's so good. We'll call it the snap. The Nintendo snap. The Nintendo snap.
Where you literally ripped the controllers off of them.
No, the Nintendo snip. It's that sound as you break the console in half.
You can't put the controllers back on. You pick handheld or portable. You pick how you want to play, but you can't put them back on after. You live with your decision. Do you want a home console or to go? Like right when you buy it, they ask you.
Yeah, they ask you and they put a gun to your head.
Yeah, like you gotta pick.
You have to pick.
You have to pick. We have the snappers, and they have a special tool to take them off.
This is definitely a fever dream.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to hit you with a fun fact?
Yeah.
Sure.
I was gonna do something different. I was actually gonna do 2 different things. But then I was riding in on the T this morning, afternoon, and I came across a really great fun fact courtesy of my brother and me, their latest episode, which is, hold on.
527.
No.
85.
389. It's called Horse Bonology.
Okay.
Did you know that horse hooves are actually fingernails?
Yes.
God, that's so cool.
And their legs are just a big finger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that why they have so many leg problems?
Yeah.
Because they're so, okay.
Yeah, that's why horses have a lot of health issues, just like
yeah.
removed from the fact that humans bred them to look a certain way.
Just imagine being a person, but then balancing yourself on one really long finger.
Yeah. That's right. And now race with that one finger.
Yeah, and that's why horseshoes are not great anymore. Well, not like anymore, yeah, but like they're not great. Like, imagine, in order to protect your one very long finger leg, you had to permanently get shoes nailed into it.
Yeah. Wait, does that mean horses are, like, super fucked up and they were originally just meant to be, like, two-legged beings?
I think so. I don't know what that means. I don't know what evolution, like, looked at a horse for and was like, fingers.
Yeah, I know, because, like, that's not a thing that happens. You don't walk on your fingers.
The part... This is like not a structured thing at all because yeah. I thought of it as we were setting up.
Okay.
I was like, I should do this
yeah.
Before it becomes a hot button item mm-hmm. on Twitter because it's already a hot button item on Tumblr. Okay. So,
and everything's a hot button item on Tumblr.
I know. But the part where it goes down, like right after their knee, is like the wrist part.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then the bend where it kind of goes back before it gets to like the bottom is like the wrist bone.
Okay.
And then the rest is the first joint is like wrist to first knuckles. Okay. And then the rest is like knuckle to fingernail.
Ugh.
It sucks. And there's 4 legs.
Maybe they were meant to float.
You okay, Dan? Dan looks like he's astrally projecting.
Oh man, what if they were Pegasus and we cut off their wings?
Yeah, right. What if horses were like these beings that could fly everywhere? And
yeah,
like,
and that's why they had like delicate little legs.
Yeah, so they had delicate legs, and then we bred them. We cut all their wings. I'm like, no, asshole, I'm gonna ride you, and we're gonna race.
I don't think that's how breeding works.
Yes. What do you mean?
No, they would just the selective breeding would go that they would keep breeding with the ones that didn't grow wings. Okay. So they wouldn't, like, cut them off. They'd just kind of kill the ones that did have one.
Yeah, because, like, you know, if I lose my hand, that doesn't mean my kid is going to be born without a hand.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Wait, is that how you thought it worked?
No. All right. that was just a bit.
Okay. No, I just say things that are wrong sometimes. Yeah. All right, so you're telling me that the first horse was actually a Pegasus that just, like, it woke
That's
up.
Not
one,
what
no, it woke up one morning, it stretched, was ready to fly, and just fell.
Because we cut off the wings. Damn
no.
Humans.
Nope.
You can cut out that lab.
Horses run on thick fingernails.
Ew.
Yeah.
That sounds
delicious.
Painful.
And that's my fun fact for this week.
Fun.
Yeah, this was really fun and kind of disturbing. And then I'll hit you with the one I was thinking of for this week next week as a replacement for last week's, because I thought we were gonna have the same cast, then it wouldn't be fun without the reaction. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna wait till you guys forget in a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. Wait till the three of us aren't on.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So I just need to wait for you to fucking get off my podcast. Okay, come back. We need to finish the show. Let's go into some announcements, like, really quick. Because we didn't do them last week. So we have a new YouTube channel. It's where we're going to put our mainline video content, like shorts, and we have our Game of the Year footage up there.
Yep.
We have some D&December things up there.
Yeah.
And those are pretty good, if you want to check it out.
I'm really happy with how they came out.
Yeah.
They're super good.
We also have two giveaways per month. They run for 2 weeks apiece, roughly. We just finished Colin's favorites, so as part of the Lifecast's favorites. And he gave away a copy of Uncharted 4. And if... the winner, hello, if you're listening to this podcast, we're working on getting that out to you. And this one that's open right now is for Monster Hunter World. So that's that'll be open till the end of the month. And we have a lot of new ways to enter our giveaways.
Yeah, cool.
Like following our Instagram and things like that. Pretty much everything that was relevant to us on Gleam that we could do with the free plan, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, works. Why not?
We have pushed back our Patreon for a little bit, until we have more like baseline content that we can kind of work with.
Until we have a reason to post a Patreon.
Yeah. And if you want to help us get to that point, and if you like what we're doing, our content stuff, spread the word, because that will help us out a lot. We are going to be starting a Shadowrun series. It's a new announcement from last week. Mm-hmm. We are continuing the Coda conflict, and I'm going to nuke the canon and just kind of start fresh. Same characters. Cool. And I think everyone on this podcast with me is on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
So that'll be fun. It's going to be a podcast, not a video series, and especially not a live one.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it'll flow a lot better. Yeah. I'll be able to do some cool things with audio editing.
Yeah, you can put some sick music.
Yeah.
And like...
yeah, and every time you go into a Western-themed bar, I'm going to horse crack whip.
Nice.
Horse whinny whip crack.
Nice.
Oh, man, I can look like a homeless person again.
It has to be the Johnny Test whip crack.
Sure.
That was past my time.
Every time you open a door, it's going to be that Snapple sound I made for this podcast. Every time you open your fucking comm link.
I tried to make send a message. Door.
Yeah. Maybe it did. We'll figure it out. Okay.
That hurt.
We're not on video anymore. I don't know why I'm doing fingers. We have a podcast survey in our description. And we're trying to get some metrics on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally what a survey's for.
Yeah.
Please take it. And rate us on iTunes also would help us. We have changed our streaming schedule, and that's going to be live on Twitch when this podcast goes live. I'm doing a lot of like work tomorrow on it. Okay. The podcast is no longer live due to technical limitations. Mm-hmm. It was either I see everyone's microphone separately or we're live, and we have enough of a live schedule to float the Twitch channel. So we pulled it. And before we get into questions, let me just say, we always accept questions. If you tweet at us, comment on our Facebook posts, especially in our Discord, we'll probably prioritize questions from there and our email. Shoot us an email, join our Discord, links are in the podcast description and all over our social media. Also, if you go to discord.thelife... No, not... It's discord.lifecast.zone. We'll take you directly there.
Don't forget the hotakes.
And you can submit questions at, like, any time. It doesn't have
to be,
like,
it doesn't have to be when we say. It
doesn't have to be, like, when we podcast. You can just be, like, fucking whenever.
Yeah, just dump them.
Yeah, do that.
I got an announcement.
You got an announcement?
Well, too. Well, yeah. For tomorrow's stream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will most
today's
likely.
Today's stream.
For Mario Muscle Hustle, I might.
I love that name.
I might do something a little different this week. I might try to learn and do the route for the Mario Nipple Percent.
Okay.
Which is a speedrun, a new speedrun category, official on speedrun.com. In which the one goal of the speedrun is to get Mario shirtless, like as fast as you can. And it seems like a nice, fun little throwaway thing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, the first episode of Cursed Pairings should be up next week.
Oh, are you working on one?
Well, no. The session.
Oh, the session. The session zero of Cursed Pairings. That's another announcement before we go into our like actual questions. Is we are doing our best to come up with and write fan fiction for the most cursed pairings that we can come up with. And I will leave those a mystery until next week when that video releases. We'll be on our new YouTube channel. It doesn't have a direct link yet.
Nope.
So I'm really excited.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We don't know how long it's going to be from session zero to like season one, episode one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be seasoned.
Yeah. But we came up with so many ideas that I didn't think we would. I thought it would take a little while for us to just throw shit out there. But they came pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
And yeah, do you guys have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Plug? Okay, cool. Sydney?
I just said hotakes.
Oh, yeah. Hottakes.club will take you to our link tree. I really like vanity URLs. Anyway, questions. Darian on Facebook asks, what are your opinions on the current meme meta of things? Tide Pods is the only relevant one that he listed now.
Wait, did he change it?
No, this is the one from last week.
Oh, okay. You mean like...
Yeah, Knuckles is really not a meme anymore. It's Comrade Knuckles now.
Yeah, the one where he's in the tank. I love that one.
That one's good.
Just showed me it today. I love it.
Yeah, and I don't know what Everything Chin is.
Yeah,
I don't.
I didn't know last
one.
Week. I don't this week either.
Yeah, it hasn't really been.
I think that's like people drawing art of like everything as anime girls. Like there's Earth Chan,
yeah,
there's Tide Pod Chan.
Earth Chan is an official thing.
I thought that was a joke.
I think Earth Chan's a real thing, right?
Well, Tide Pod Chan is not.
When it comes to that shit, I trust Andrew.
I think he was telling me it was like some global warming thing.
Oh my god.
There was a fucking meme that I forget that wasn't Knuckles. Pop Team Epic is a meme. It's literally
it
like...
It always has been.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really great.
Like last week's episode was so bad, but this week's episode was so fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
It's literally like just the anime version of like Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good. Go watch Pop Team Epic.
Yeah, do it. I need to catch up. How many episodes are there?
Two.
Yeah. Okay.
You can catch up in an hour.
And episode two is so good.
You can catch up in 24
I'm
minutes.
I'm probably going to do it when I get home.
Yeah. Episodes are 12 minutes.
Okay. But yeah.
If you choose.
I like the Tide Pods meme.
Yeah.
But
I like
right up until I went to work Saturday and I got behind the counter and we had the news on and the headline... was millennials are eating Tide Pods. Yep. Now let me get something fucking straight. Millennials
are idiots.
No.
Some millennial, of them are.
True, there are idiots in every generation, let's be clear on that. But millennials are ages 23 to 35.
That means I'm not a millennial.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm the only millennial in this room.
Damn.
What am I?
Gen
Z. Am I
with
the Tade Pod?
There's actually no official name for it right now.
It's
just
Gen Z.
Is it? Because people have been also saying it's not Gen Z and just there has no name for it.
No, it's Gen Z.
Okay.
Because it was above millennials is Gen X, then Gen Y, then baby boomers.
Mm.
So, and then millennials, Gen Z. Gen Z is eating Tide Pods.
Nice.
There are 15-year-olds out here eating Tide Pods. I don't want to be looped in with that. I am fucking smarter than that. I'm an adult. I almost have a full-time job.
I guess I'm looped in with that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess I'm eating Tide Pods.
I know you guys are smarter than that.
No, I'm eating
that's
Tide
debatable.
Pods.
Have you bitten into a Tide Pod this week?
Yeah.
No, but one of them burst in my laundry hamper, and I did have to clean it off my fingers. My fingers ate it a little bit.
Okay, maybe we should be looping you guys.
I don't think we use Tide Pods. I think we just use detergent.
Yeah, we just use detergent.
Yeah.
My mom used
Tide Pods for a little bit, and she's like, they don't get the clothes clean.
I think my sisters use Tide Pods just because they don't want to measure out detergent because the cup gets dirty.
Okay.
But, like, please?
Don't eat detergent.
Don't eat detergent.
Don't, please.
Like, or do. I know it looks like a candy. Do you know what you can do? You it can look up a fucking gelatin recipe that will do the same thing that will satisfy the same
There person. Is a company that is literally making their candy look like Tide Pods.
I know. I've seen them. I've seen literally gelatin recipes for how you make a Tide Pod out of gelatin. Go eat that. Do not eat an actual detergent laundry pod.
Or do.
No. This is not.
We're weeding out the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking 15-year-olds.
They're
weak. Actually, if you
I mean, honestly, even if you are 15 and you still think it's common sense to eat a fucking Tide Pod, you know, that's just natural selection.
Yeah, at that point.
Like, honestly.
Like your parents should have done better.
If you're, like, 5 and under, like, that's a tragedy.
Right.
The, like, in-between age is like, oh, that's unfortunate,
When you reach the age where you are capable of reasoning, nah, that's your fault.
Yeah.
I don't care how much peer pressure was involved with that.
Oh,
Tide
no,
Pod.
For sure. But yeah, that's
just fucking don't.
That's the meme minute here on the Lifecast.
I really like the McDonald's triangle.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah. We have one on our Instagram.
Yes, we do.
And I've gotten several reports that it's kind of accurate.
Okay.
It's more accurate the more I like sit on it.
Okay, because Dave helped me. And this was not just me being like, yeah, people belong here. Dave and I conferred for a good hour on it.
Okay, all
right.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, Dave is not part of the Lifecast. Maybe, yeah. but knows us all pretty well. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we have the McDonald's triangle on our Instagram. I also want to do the dysfunctional. Functioning distinguished. Oh, disaster. Disaster functioning distinguished. Straight bi gay chart with everybody.
Okay.
I think that's pretty good.
I'll figure out what that chart looks like when you make one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it looks like.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I didn't understand it either, and then you did it like one time, and I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
So that'll probably be my next Instagram post.
Was it Sounds good. To be today?
Wait, are Tiffany, we doing it, or are you gonna guess what we all are?
I'm gonna. I probably shouldn't guess. I should ask.
I think it sounds like a good bit. I can handle
this. I will do this in isolation.
I only asked because, like, I found out last semester there were like a decent amount of people who thought I was lesbian. I'm like, no, I just really like flannels.
No, I just really like dressing butch.
They are extremely comfortable.
You're right, they are. I don't think anyone's gonna make it to the distinguished category, I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
Like maybe Ricky.
I feel like Ricky's a little bit faster.
I mean like you are not wrong, but like he puts up a good front.
He does. Is he going to be our one distinguished straight?
Yeah.
Everyone else is just disaster tier.
Okay.
This
I'm
is
excited.
Too good. This is too good. Okay.
I'm excited.
So yeah, that's the meme minute here on the Lifecast.
Yeah. You.
I hate it.
I'm so mad that Colin said I was the meme critic.
Profile for a little while.
I did, but that was when it was funny, like a year and a half ago. Now I'm just an Oreo connoisseur. Which the fucking hot cocoa Oreos are the best Oreo flavor in like a year.
Honestly, that sounds great.
They're very good. I tried so hard to get some boxes before they went off shelves, but they were gone. I wanted to buy like 3 boxes just to have them.
Okay.
But if you encounter, this is my official word, if you encounter hot cocoa Oreos, they are some of the best.
I'm going to get them on eBay, and we're all going to try them. All 10 of us.
I've had
them. We don't need to try
them. I've had two boxes.
Can you play along?
I've had one.
I'll try for the first time. They are some of the best fucking Oreo. It's like the best Oreo flavor. Okay. Since like the marshmallow cream ones, okay. The marshmallow crispy ones, and the cookie dough ones.
All right.
Which were previously the two best Oreo flavors. The
two best rating champions.
Yeah. So those are the three.
Okay.
Well, now the three. They were the two beforehand. Yeah. It pushed birthday cake Oreo off the top three.
Those tasted like metal.
But it was good metal.
No, it wasn't.
The aftertaste was metal. The initial taste was good. The aftertaste was fucking metal.
Yeah, the aftertaste was braces that have been left on your teeth a little too long.
Yeah. Goodbye, birthday cake Oreos. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should
leave braces on your teeth. Maybe
I should make a whole video about how I rank the Oreos.
Okay. Like
a good bit.
Do it. It's a good bit. Do it.
In order.
Okay. Jess from Discord. Jess asked on Discord.
Jess from Discord.
Jess from Discord. Jess asked on Discord, what if your life is actually a D&D session played in a pub in a fantasy world where the players are the characters you typically make in D&D? So who made you? What class are they? And what were their intentions when making you?
I'm very confused.
So the person that made... We are in a tabletop game.
Yeah.
In a fantasy pub.
Yeah.
The people that we tend to make in D&D, the characters, are the people that made us. So let's start with that.
I have a full one.
Hold on, I'm confused.
I'm still digesting what you said. ROCs made us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So someone made us, the character.
Yeah.
And
but the person that made you is the type of character, like race, class, alignment, type of character you usually make in D&D.
Oh, okay.
Does that...
Okay.
Does so that we're track? Saying like what we usually make
yes.
in D&D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the person that
okay.
made
I'm okay. like that okay, whole okay, beginning okay. part confused
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah. I'm here.
So...
Eva. I caught up to speed.
Okay. Dan, since you know...
Okay. So mine is very likely. See, I got a lot of asthma and allergies. So what I would assume is I typically make rangers.
Yeah.
So I would assume that my guy would be like a neutral, good ranger who is very in tune with nature, whose thought when making me was, what if nature struck back?
That's so much more put together than anything I was thinking of.
Okay.
So.
That's good. That's really good.
I always make druids. Druids is absolutely my favorite class in D&D.
Yeah.
And I won't play anything else ever.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for making my characters because I like never want to play druids.
Druids are really fun. They do some fun shit. Oh, I had an idea. What was it?
Sorry for distracting
you. No, it wasn't you. I distracted myself. Oh.
I can't remember what the Instagram
was. I feel like the dude who made me is a type of dude who likes to make things hard for everyone. Because that's how my D&D characters end up doing every situation. It's like, all right, how do I make life a living hell for everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they decided to make me.
I feel like the character that made me is a chaotic neutral monk. Mm-hmm. Who just kind of abandoned their monk ways. I was like, I'm done with this format and this structure bullshit. Yeah. And they tried to make a fighter, but didn't put any points into constitution or strength.
Also, the dude that made me would probably be chaotic good.
Chaotic good?
Chaotic good. I don't want to kill anybody, but I do want to fuck with them.
Okay. Sydney.
I'm still very confused. So I'm just going to like say a string of words and they might not be what we're supposed to say.
Just tell me this.
Yeah.
What type of character do you usually make in D&D?
I don't know. Because like every time I make a character, I try and go very off the board from what I've already done.
What was your favorite that you've made?
I don't know. I really liked my paladin, but we only played them for about 4 sessions.
We can go with paladin.
But I don't even know if I fought as a paladin.
That's okay.
I don't know. I liked having a pet fox as a ranger. That's the real dream.
You could multi-class.
I'm so confused. I'm lawful good.
Okay.
Oh, man. I just want to do the right thing. But I have emotional baggage. So sometimes the right thing hurts.
And what were your character's intentions when making you?
I don't know.
That's valid.
To make, like, I don't know, like, an easy life overly complicated.
Okay.
Because I shouldn't good, be as confused as I am, like, in the real world.
Okay.
But I fucking am.
What were your character's intentions when making you?
I don't know. I guess they wanted to make someone that fucks with everyone.
Okay. So they wanted to experiment with the neutral good a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chaotic a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. Jess, sarcasm. I hope that was... Yeah. Jess, I hope that was sufficient
for you. I don't think mine was.
It's okay. I had more detail when I was discussing this with her earlier. So,
okay.
I mean, we don't know this person.
Thank you for submitting, Jess. Who are you?
And I have a couple questions here. What was your favorite speedrun from AGDQ?
Sonic Mania.
Yeah?
Sonic Mania. The person who did it fucking killed it.
Yeah.
There are like so many different setups. So in Sonic Mania, you can do, there's like this like 10 to like 15 frame window where you can just skip the cutscenes.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting 5 out of 7 of them. And it was so, it was such a good speedrun. Sonic Mania looks so clean when it's being played fast. And okay. I think that was my favorite one, without a doubt.
All right. I really liked Jesus Here's Toast's Bloodborne run. Mm-hmm. Like, so much that I'm probably going to start running Bloodborne. All bosses. Mm-hmm. Not any percent. And I also really liked Dragon Warrior by Ness Cardinality. Just the fucking... The RNG manipulation on that run was so good.
There's also a second one I really liked that I thought of. It was Grand Pooh Bear's run of Super Dram World 2.
Okay.
And Super Dram World is a fan-made Mario.
Yeah.
The Chasm Mario game.
Yeah.
Made by one of the dude who speedruns all the Mario games. His name is Pangea Panga.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, he made all the Mario Maker
yeah,
levels.
He makes all, before that, he made, but he still made Mario.
Yeah.
before his days of Mario Maker, he was still making Mario levels.
Yeah, this just gave him an outlet.
Yeah, this gave him an outlet. And Grand Pooh Bear did a speedrun of that. And it was so good. It was so fun.
Okay.
They had a task section at the end.
Yeah.
But I honestly just wanted them to start Zelda. Because it was the last, it was the second to last run.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just fucking bring Zelda.
Yeah.
I just want to just start it.
Dan, did you watch any of AGDQ?
Not at all.
Sydney?
I watched 20 minutes of Zelda and then went to bed.
Okay. All right.
Because they kept doing task things and then just spoke for like 15 minutes about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a setup. I also did watch someone get their world record in Mario Party 4. Fire Dragon.
Yeah. I'll have to watch that. That sounds kind of fun. Yeah.
But yeah. Another question from my backup stash. I have two. Like one after this one I'm about to ask. If you were a vampire and could turn who or whatever you wanted into a vampire as a companion, what would you bite? Or who would you bite?
I would bite my dog.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Femme is coming with me to the vampire world. She'll be a bat.
No, it stays. It stays.
Okay.
So she'd still be a dog.
She just grows little wings.
She just gets more pronounced. Fangs, yeah, fangs.
That sounds really cute. Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could pick more than one.
I don't know. It sounds kind of fun going around with a vampire dog.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know?
I can't think of shit. Sydney.
Can I bite Netflix? I don't have a dog.
Yeah, you can bite specific Netflix shows.
No, just all of Netflix.
Okay. All right. Sure. I would bite Eugene, my chinchilla. Because that would be fucking great.
Yeah, it'd be so cute.
And we had this conversation yesterday. I would bite Dave. That's Empire 100% Dave. Canon. No change.
Okay. Still works the night shift. Dave just, you know.
He'd just have a thirst for blood instead of water.
He'd still drink water.
He would just need some, like, really... thick shades.
He already has them.
Dave's fine. Not much would change. He's used to it. That's good.
Yeah. Yep.
And finally, inspired by the Winter Olympics coming up this year.
Wait, that's this year?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. I can pretend to watch them for another 2 weeks of my life.
If you had to get into an extreme sport, what would you pick?
Does it have to be a winter extreme
sport? No, it does not have to be a winter extreme sport.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd get into skeleton luge.
That's like too dangerous for my blood.
Okay. Fucking wimp.
Wait, luge, that's the one where you're like on the thing.
And yeah, that's the one. That's the ice cream where you're going luge down. Luge is the one where you're on your back. Skeleton is the one where you're like on your front.
Yeah, no, that's too dangerous for my
blood. I wanted to do it since I was like 12.
I always watch it though. Like, I would always tell my family to tell me when luge was on because it was just so cool. It's cool as hell. Like, that was like the one. I watched that and snowboarding. Those were the two that I didn't want to do either of them. But those were the two that I watched.
I tried snowboarding once. It did not go great.
I never tried it.
I'd also want to get into bobsledding. That's not like extreme.
Yeah.
But bobsled seems cool. And curling.
Extreme. Oh, man. I'm not.
Curling is nowhere near extreme.
So I guess it's maybe which Olympic event would we want to do?
I guess.
Or do you want extreme?
That's what I have on the mind.
Okay, yeah.
You can do extreme or you could do Olympic. Huh. You could do either or.
I don't think I'd want to do any extreme thing.
No?
No.
Okay. What Olympic sport would you want to do?
I'd probably want to do something in the water. Because I enjoy swimming, but I never do it.
Okay.
I
don't know. I'd do Olympic weightlifting. Yeah. That's a summer one, but...
Yeah. Summer Olympics are cooler, huh? A
little bit.
Yeah. But they don't have luge in the summer.
No. Mm. They might have street luge, but I...
that is skateboarding.
No.
But they're laying down on it.
Yeah, they're taking a nap.
Yeah.
Skateboarding nap style. Maybe luge is a winter specific.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
It's also sick as fuck.
Yeah, it's sick. Dan, Sydney.
I've always enjoyed watching like rock climbing. So probably that.
Fucking fun.
Yeah.
Swimming. But also as a backup, like archery.
Yeah, okay.
I also dig tennis. I played tennis as a kid.
Tennis is really fun.
Tennis is pretty good, yeah.
I played tennis as a kid, and it was, like, the only sport I enjoyed.
Yeah, honestly.
Like,
you should have watched Prince of Tennis in your early anime phase.
I would have kept up with it, yeah.
Oh, yo, there's a scene in Prince of Tennis where the tennis ball turns into, like, a meteor, and it kills the dinosaurs. It's fucking incredible.
Does it also, because we all know the Earth is flat, does it also, like, kind of land on one side and fling the dinosaurs off?
Oh, man.
So tennis.
Tennis was like the one sport I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I have a very specific memory of it.
Please enlighten.
I was playing tennis once. It was with a bunch of small children in my neck of the woods in Peabody. And just...
We are going to close with this, by the way. I hope
you know. Okay. Just, I looked to my left, and there was a little girl, and she just started peeing. And I'm like, huh. And she started crying because she was peeing in front of everyone, and then she left. And I'm like, huh. That moment will never leave my head. I just won't forget it. Like, and it was on, like, a blue tennis court, so I could see the tennis court getting darker blue, and I'm like, huh. Why is that happening? Oh, you're peeing.
You announced it to the rest of the
I did not announce it. This is my thought process. That was like fucking five or six at the time. And I'm like, okay. I don't remember anything else about tennis. I just remember that girl peeing.
I remember trying to break open a peach pit during tennis by having 20 people sit on a bench. And it didn't break.
Well, this has been the LifeCast, episode number 93. Take two. We'll be back next week on our regular recording day and publishing day.
Cool.
We kind of got off track with the holiday there.
We were celebrating Martin Luther King Day.
We were. And
playing Yakuza.
Yeah, don't forget to check out the podcast description for a lot of fun stuff. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.